Everyone, post July 4th, good to see all of you, and nice to see a blue sky this morning as we have our online devotional. Continuing to look a little bit at Mark Dever or Dever's book on church, what a healthy church is. Tonight in the chapel at 7 o'clock, we'll have a worship service, part of our summer worship. We have our regular worship service now, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary, and then Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the chapel, which is air-conditioned as well, so that's a little bit different. And then Thursday at 7 o'clock, also in the chapel, we continue our study of the book of Jude. So those things are available to you, and we look forward to you being a part of that. We continue looking at what a healthy church is, and author Mark Dever wrote this, discussing spiritual growth. He said, a healthy church is pervasive or has a pervasive concern for church growth. That means growing members, not just numbers. So a healthy church has a pervasive concern for church growth. Throughout the Bible, we are encouraged to grow up spiritually, to know the Bible, to be able to defend our faith, which means we need to know Scripture, and also being spiritually mature. The fruits of the Spirit talk about being spiritually mature, having love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance as I live my life as a mature believer. It also says things like, study to show yourselves approved, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourselves approved, a worker or a workman who has no need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or rightly handling or rightly understanding the word of truth. In Ephesians 4:15, Paul writes to the church, grow up, grow up into him who is the head, that is even Christ. We are to grow up in our salvation and grow up in our knowledge of the truth, the word of God. 1 Peter 2:2, Peter writes, as newborn infants or like newborn babies, crave the pure spiritual milk of the word. Crave the milk of the word so that you can grow up in your salvation. There are many other passages like this. Hebrews, the end of Hebrews chapter 5 into chapter 6, the author says we should be leaving the elementary or the basic principles of salvation and faith and baptism and growing up into the deeper doctrines of the Christian faith. On and on, the Bible says salvation is just the beginning of the journey. And we are to prepare ourselves for a lifetime of service to the Lord, of spiritual maturity. A few weeks and Sunday, we'll be talking about Romans 12, 1 through 8, which again, even conforming our mind and our heart and minds to Christ, and being filled with the Spirit of God, again in Ephesians 6. So it's not about how many people go to a church or what the numbers are. It's about the quality of the people in the church. Are they growing? Are they growing spiritually? Do they have a deeper knowledge of Jesus Christ and his word? That's the challenge this week as we go forward. So thank you for listening, and look forward to seeing many of you tonight in the chapel for our 7 o'clock worship service. And then, of course, Thursday also at 7 for the 7 p.m. for our study of the book of Jude. And if you're coming, please come to the back door of the church on Thursday evening. The front door is usually locked, so you have to come around the back. Some people have missed that. And Sunday at 10 a.m. So we're looking forward to our summer experiment together of worshiping together. And looking forward to another great weekend. So God bless you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Help us to grow up spiritually. Help us to be spiritually mature and not just a head knowledge of your word, but to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. So we are loving and have gentleness and meekness and faithfulness and temperance and all these other qualities. We pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless all of you. Have an awesome day. Bye now.